If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You're watching a Highwire Media podcast.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps show. As always, I'm your host, Larry Leese, and on today's episode, we dive into disappearance of Kirsten Brugman. On the surface, it was just another cold winter night. January 2nd, 2021, a young woman left a neighborhood bar in Indianapolis after a casual night out. She wasn't intoxicated, she wasn't distressed, she wasn't with strangers, and yet she would never make it home. Excuse me. What followed was a trail of surveillance footage that captured her last known movements, and then like a ghost, she vanished into the night. What makes this case different is how visible she was, caught on camera again and again, until suddenly, she wasn't. The gaps are brief, but they're significant. In those missing frames, all certainty disappears. There's no witness, no sound, no final image of her turning a corner or getting into a car. The last thing we see is her walking through a YMCA parking lot at 2 a.m. alone. And then the footage goes black. Kirsten Brugman didn't just go missing. She was seemingly erased. And what's worse, years later, we still don't know how. Her family is desperate for answers, and online sleuths have pored over every frame of video, every reported sighting, every word from law enforcement, and nothing has cracked this mystery. This is more than a missing person story. It's a puzzle. It's a timeline interrupted. It's a woman who deserves to be found. In a community still asking, how can someone disappear when we watched her go? Kirsten Suzanne Brugman was, by all accounts, a vibrant young woman trying to find her place in the world. At 26 years old, she still lived with her parents in Indianapolis. She didn't drive, which some saw as unusual, but it didn't stop her from getting around. She enjoyed walking, especially in her neighborhood, and often took the bus or accepted rides from family. She had worked a few different jobs over the years, most recently at a pizza place, where she was known for being friendly, reliable, and a little quiet. She wasn't flashy, but she had her quirks. Kirsten loved animals, had a small circle of loyal friends, and was known for being thoughtful. Her relationship with her parents was strong, especially with her mother, Lisa. While they occasionally butt heads, as parents and adult children do, I can attest to that, Kirsten always made sure her mom knew where she was going and who she was with. It was part habit, part courtesy. She wasn't the kind of person to drop off the radar. Kirsten's life was relatively quiet. She had dealt with some struggles, mostly the kind any young adult faces. She had an off-and-on relationship with a man named Eddie, which some friends said had become tense in recent months. There is little confirmed about the nature of the relationship beyond that. Online rumors hint at past emotional conflict, but nothing documented. Police haven't named him or anyone as a suspect. What's clear is that Kirsten was trying to move forward with her life. She didn't have a criminal record. She wasn't dealing with substance abuse. She wasn't estranged from her family. All the typical patterns police look for in a voluntary disappearance simply weren't there. When Kirsten didn't come home the night of January 2nd, her mother didn't hesitate. She knew immediately something was wrong. That certainty that something had happened would become a driving force in this case. Kirsten's disappearance wasn't just a moment of concern. It was a sharp break in a life that, while modest and routine, was full of intention. And when people with plans suddenly stop showing up, it's not a mystery, it's a warning. New Year's Day 2021 was a Friday, and like many young adults, Kirsten had plans that evening. She told her mom she didn't need a ride after work. She'd be meeting up with friends at Manley's Irish Mutt, a cozy neighborhood bar on the east side of Indianapolis. It wasn't far from home, and she'd been there before. Nothing about the evening seemed unusual. Kirsten grabbed her backpack, threw on a thin coat, and headed out into the night. At the bar, she met up with a small group that included her ex-boyfriend Eddie and a few mutual friends. According to those who were there, the group drank casually and played a few rounds of pool. But the mood shifted sometime around midnight. There is an argument over what no one has ever fully explained. Some say Kirsten felt slighted. Others suggested tensions between her and Eddie may have reignited. Whatever it was, it created enough of a rift that the rest of the group decided to leave. Around 12:15 a.m., Kirsten's friends walked out, heading to a nearby bowling alley. They didn't wait for her. Whether they told her they were leaving or just walked out is still debated. What is confirmed is this. Kirsten was now alone, in freezing temperatures, without a ride, and with limited options. Surveillance footage would later show Kirsten leaving the bar, walking calmly east along Washington Street. She appeared composed, not stumbling, not frantic. She carried a white backpack and wore a light jacket over jeans. Not exactly weather-appropriate gear, but not alarming either. She walked through a couple of nearby parking lots, past the closed Walgreens, and eventually made her way towards the local YMCA. By 2 a.m., Kirsten had entered the east side parking lot of the YMCA. And this is where the final, crucial footage came into play. Because just beyond this point, she vanishes. The YMCA parking lot camera is one of the last pieces of solid evidence we have. It captured Kirsten walking calmly across the lot, heading towards a corner of the fence that bordered a small apartment complex. The footage isn't high resolution, but it's clear enough to identify her by her backpack and jacket. She doesn't appear to be running or panicked. She seems to know where she's going, or at least she thinks she does. But then something strange happens. As Kirsten nears the fence line, the video begins to glitch. At first, it's subtle, small flickers, a bit of pixelation. Then the feed drops entirely. What follows is a blank gap in the timeline that has become the most frustrating and debated aspect of this case. The camera feed resumes later, but Kirsten is gone. She's not seen walking back through the lot. She's not seen getting into a car. She simply vanishes. Some have theorized that the footage was tampered with, that someone who didn't want her seen had access to the cameras. Others point out the older surveillance systems, especially those used by nonprofits like the YMCA, are prone to failure. But the timing is definitely chilling. The one camera capturing her final steps, cutting out right when it matters most. Investigators later admitted they were frustrated by the malfunction, but could not determine if it was caused by technical issues or intentional interference. And without footage beyond that point, any theory about what happened next is speculation. Did she scale the fence? Was someone waiting on the other side? Did she walk towards an apartment, or was she intercepted? The problem with that missing footage isn't just what we don't see, it's what it suggests. A timeline interrupted like that shifts everything in just a few seconds. Kirsten went from a visible person on camera to an unsolved mystery. And that missing moment may be the key to understanding where she went and what happened next. The next morning, when Kirsten hadn't come home, her mother Lisa knew.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Something was wrong. Kirsten didn't just spend the night out without saying anything. She didn't ghost people. She didn't turn off her phone. And most importantly, she always came home. Her family contacted the police, and by that afternoon, Kirsten Brugman was officially a missing person. The next morning, the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department launched an investigation, starting with her last known locations. Detectives collected surveillance footage from Manley's Irish Mutt, the surrounding businesses, and of course, the YMCA. What they pierced together was a mostly complete path of her movements, from the bar, past a few storefronts, through parking lots, and into the YMCA lot. But after that, nothing. No sightings, no phone calls, no bank activity, no social media posts. She simply vanished off the map. Her family immediately began organizing their own search efforts. Lisa and Rex, heartbroken but determined, handed out flyers, contacted local news outlets, and eventually hired a private investigator. A GoFundMe was started to support the search. A $10,000 reward was posted. Volunteers canvassed the area, combing through wooded spaces, abandoned buildings, and nearby apartment complexes. But every lead ran cold. There were some calls. One in particular came from a bar in Franklin, Indiana, nearly 30 miles away. A bartender thought he recognized Kirsten from the missing persons poster. Police followed up, but it turned out to be someone else. Hopes that had surged quickly faded back into the fog of uncertainty. That false hope, the emotional whiplash, became a reoccurring theme in this case. Every time something seemed promising, it dissolved. Eventually, Kirsten's case was featured in an episode and Investigation Discovery's Disappeared, bringing national attention. Tip lines reopened, new viewers submitted possible leads. The case was given fresh energy, but again, no answers. No evidence, no Kirsten. For her family, the media attention was both a blessing and a curse. More eyes on the case, yes, but also more speculation. More trolls, more unanswered questions. Still, they held on to hope. With the trail cold and no physical evidence recovered, all that remained were theories. And there are several. The most immediate and concerning theory is foul play. Did someone abduct Kirsten? Was she lured by someone she knew? Or perhaps approached by a stranger in the dark? Some believe that the dark-colored car seen leaving the area around 2:37 a.m. could be connected. Police were never able to identify the vehicle or its driver. Another theory centers on someone close to her, namely her ex-boyfriend Eddie. The two had a complicated relationship, and online posts from anonymous users have claimed he had a history of being emotionally abusive. One user even claimed to have called the police on him in a separate incident. None of this is publicly corroborated by law enforcement, and he has never been named as a suspect. Still, the proximity, the tension that night, and his decision to leave the bar without her continue to raise questions. Others believe that Kirsten may have suffered from exposure. It was bitterly cold that night, well below freezing. If she'd gotten disoriented, wandered off, or fallen somewhere out of view, hypothermia could have set in quickly. This theory is bolstered by the fact that she wasn't wearing winter gear and had no phone or money. But then the question becomes, why hasn't her body been found? The area was thoroughly searched, and while mistakes can happen, you'd expect some trace to turn up by now. There's also the trafficking theory, one that has gained traction in online communities. Human trafficking is rare, but not unheard of. The timing of the camera glitch, the isolated area near the fence, and the untraceable car all lead to some believe she may have been abducted. But again, no solid evidence supports this. No witness saw her getting taken. No sign of struggle. No proof that she ever made it over that fence. And finally, the theory no one wants to consider, but that always lurks in cases like this, that she chose to disappear. But this one doesn't hold up. Kirsten had no history of mental illness, no desire to leave her life behind, and no preparations to do so. She didn't have a passport. She didn't withdraw money. She didn't say goodbye. Every piece of her life was still in place, except for her. More than 3 years later, the pain remains raw for the Brugman family. Kirsten's parents continue to post regularly on the Facebook page Find Kirsten Brugman, sharing updates, memories, and pleas for information. Her mother, Lisa, has spoken openly about the anguish of not knowing. That kind of loss of uncertainty never dulls. It only festers. Every quiet night is louder, every empty morning more cruel. Her case has become a symbol for many families of the missing. It highlights how quickly a person can vanish, how thin the line is between safety and uncertainty, how even in a world filled with cameras, cell phones, and social networks, someone can walk into the dark and never come back. Kirsten's story resonates not just because of what happened, but because of how easily it could have happened to anyone. Community efforts haven't stopped. New posters still go up. Tip lines are still active. Every few months, a possible sighting circulates online. Each one carries the same rhythm, a flurry of interest followed by silence. But for her family, each false alarm is better than forgetting. Forgetting, they say, would be the final betrayal, and they refuse to let Kirsten's name fade. Law enforcement maintains that the case is open. Cold, yes, but not closed. They continue to encourage tips, no matter how small. Advances in technology like touch DNA and new surveillance algorithms may eventually offer answers. All it takes is one lead, one new clue, one voice who finally speaks up. Until then, Kirsten remains a face on a flyer, a name in a case file, and a hole in her family's life. But she is not forgotten. If you have any information about the disappearance of Kirsten, no matter how trivial it might seem, you're asked to contact the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department's Missing Persons Unit at 317-327-6160. That's 317-327-6160. Tips, of course, can be submitted anonymously. For Kirsten's family, closure doesn't mean punishment. It means answers. It means being able to stop wondering. It means knowing the truth. And they've waited long enough. Every missing person's case starts with one truth. Someone, somewhere, knows something. And if that person is listening now, or watching, this is your moment to come forward. Because Kirsten Brugman didn't just disappear. She was taken from a life, from a family, from a future. And until we find her, none of us should be willing to look away. And with that, let me know your thoughts in the comment section below, what you think happened. Of course, give us a thumbs up if you like our video. Hit the subscribe button down below. And if you want to support the channel, you can scan the QR code right there. Or just go to buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. And of course, with that, thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll see you next time.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.